Congregation may be seated. The children are invited to join me for the children's message. Good morning, everybody. We got a big under nine crowd today. Good morning. Okay. So, we're going to hear a story in a little while. Some of you will be gone to children's church. Has anybody ever heard of Jonah? You ever heard of Jonah? Okay. Jonah was this guy who got, what do you remember about Jonah? Anything? Oh, he didn't get a rainbow coat. That was Joseph, but you're close. They're both J's. No, Jonah was this guy who God said, hey, I got a plan for you. I want you to come do something. And then Jonah tried to run away, and he ended up in the belly of a big fish. Does that sound familiar? We're going to have to tell that story a little more sometime. But we're going to tell a different part of the story today, okay? Does anybody up here have a brother or a sister?
I'm about to.
You're about to. Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. You have a sister? Yeah. Okay, so most of us actually up here have a brother or a sister or are about to. Yeah. Does everything that your brother or your sister do you like everything that they do all the time? Do you sometimes maybe not get along with your brother or your sister? Well, you guys might all get along all the time, but did you guys know I have a sister?
What?
Actually, that's my sister. Yeah, my sister is here. Sometimes I wasn't always nice to my sister. Her name is Ruth, by the way. Hi, Ruth. Thanks. Sometimes I wasn't always nice to her, and maybe I took some of her toys and broke them and might have thrown them in the woods one time. And one time I might have sort of locked her out of the house, but I wasn't always nice to my sister, and it's good to be nice to your brother and sister, but I was a lot bigger than her, and so whenever I would do something to her, she couldn't really fight back a lot. You know what she would do? She would tell my parents. And why would she tell my parents? Because she wanted me to get in trouble, right? She wanted me to get in trouble for these things that I did to her. And she was probably right. Sometimes I needed to get in trouble. She would be hoping that I'd get in trouble, and so she'd tell my parents. Well, in this story about this guy, Jonah, remember we talked about Jonah a minute ago? There's this city called Nineveh. Can you say Nineveh?
Nineveh.
Nineveh. Yeah, it's sort of a tongue twister, okay? And the people in Nineveh are kind of mean people. They were not very nice to the people of Israel, and they didn't follow God. They were not great people. And so God sends Jonah to the people of Nineveh, and God wants Jonah to say, you guys, you're being bad, you need to listen to God, okay? Here's the thing. Jonah didn't want them to listen to God because he wanted God to punish them. Okay? Sort of like sometimes my sister thought that it would be good if my parents would punish me because I was being bad. Jonah really wanted God to punish these people because they'd been mean to Jonah and Jonah's people for a long time. Okay? But when Jonah goes through, and he probably doesn't even do a good job, he's just like, hey guys, you should listen to God. It turns out that they do. They change their ways, and they follow God, and they do what's called repenting, which means they try to be better people and listen to God. And so what does God do, do you think? These were mean people, remember. Do you think God punishes them like Jonah wants?
No.
I'll tell you. God says, you know what? If you're going to change your ways, I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to love you. Even though you've been mean people, I'm going to love you anyway. And Jonah was not happy about this. Jonah pouted and he pitched a fit and he cried and he said, God, they were mean to me. I want you to punish them. But God says, no, these are, even though they were people who were mean to you, these are people who I also love, and I'm going to forgive them and care for them and love them too. Which is kind of hard sometimes. Did you know that even people at school who might be mean to you, people at school or on your sports teams, people who don't treat you nice, God still loves them. Can you believe that? God still loves them because God just doesn't love us when we're good. God loves us because God made us and God cares for us no matter what. Even sometimes the mean people. And so what's really hard for us is we have to do our best to try to love and care for people even when they're not nice to us. And that's hard, right? That's hard, but that's the people that we're called to be. So I want you guys to remember, even people who are not nice to you, even when people are being mean to you, that those are God's precious children and God loves them too, so we have to try to love them too even when it's hard. Can you guys try that? You got parents out here who are going to help you with that as you grow up. But for today, I think we've done enough. While the candle's still standing, we're going to pray. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for loving us. Help us to love other people, even when it's hard. Amen. Okay, great job. So I see over here, Children's Church is going to be going that way. Children's Church, we know, is usually for people who are 4 years old up to about 7 or 8 years old. And otherwise, we got nursery, too.